The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Vietnam veteran and retired disabled police officer Jack McLam here, and I was saying before we went to the break that our critical work here to educate our police and soldiers is truly critical, folks, because we understand two most important points considering the goals of the international criminal elite to enslave all of us. Number one, they intend to gain, through any available means, total dictatorial control over all the peoples of the world. Now, here's the point. They cannot realize their goal if their would-be enforcers, we police officers and soldiers, know who the true enemies of God and liberty are and refuse to assist them in their treason and treachery. They can't do it. Our motto on our webpage says, if police officers and soldiers will not enforce tyranny, it will never be enforced. And this is true, folks. They have to use our police officers and soldiers to enslave the people, as they've done in every nation so far around the world over the generations. And so our work here is working. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just that we need funds. We need help. We need financial help to reach the multitude of our police and soldiers. We keep receiving lists of police officers and soldiers from good Americans out there and say, here, send out some information, send out some educational material to these police officers and soldiers, and they don't send any money. And we're an all-volunteer police and military association here, and it's almost 28th year now. And we can't operate without funds, folks. You know that. And this is so critical because, see, every time we get another police officer or soldier on board with the American people to read their constitutional oath that they took to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States and the people and their property and so forth, it doesn't say anywhere in there that they're supposed to protect the evil civilian leaders from the people. But that's the way they've been trained today. I know, because I was a police academy instructor for 5 years in Phoenix, Arizona, in the regional police academy there. And so I can tell you that today our soldiers and police officers are being trained to protect the evil system and the evil leaders from the people. Because, and the way they do this, folks, is very simple. They brainwash our soldiers and our police officers to understand that if the system falls, the system is God. They don't use that term, but they make it, they make them understand that, that if the system falls, if the people attack the system and the system falls, their own children will be enslaved. Because the American system is a system of freedom and liberty, and if the people attack the system and succeed in making it fall, then their own children will be enslaved, and all the people of this nation will be enslaved. And so it's mental manipulation, folks, when just the opposite is true. The evil, treasonous, despotic leaders today in this country, and terrorists, that blew us up on 9/11, and we have all the evidence to prove, to in any court in the land, or around the world for that matter, that our government was involved in 9/11 and worked to have that completed, to scare the people into allowing these wars in the Middle East, and to allow the Patriot Act and a lot of their freedoms to be removed, okay? And for other reasons, too. But when we soldiers and police officers reach out and touch the hearts and minds of our fellow police officers and soldiers, and we can do this, can awaken them like nobody else, because we're their peers. When we hand them a Operation Vampire Killer 2000, our police and military manual for ending world government rule, and they read that, they know it was written by police and soldiers, their peers. And they can't say, as they've been trained, oh, the citizens don't understand. We see the big picture, and they don't. Tis, tis, tis. Poor citizens can't see the big picture, but we do. And that's the way they put down material when you hand it to a police and soldiers many times. But if you tell them this is written by a police officer and soldier organization, then they will take it and they will read it and they'll see that it is true. It is written by their peers, police officers and soldiers, and it has a tremendous effect on them because they know we, police officers and soldiers, their peers, see the big picture too. Of course, many people in the private sector see the big picture very, very well. They see it too, but that's not the way our cops and soldiers are trained, folks. So we need your support very badly. We have literally hundreds of thousands of police and soldiers we could be educating, but we don't have the funds. Postage has gone up, and that's caused a dire problem for us here because our donations haven't gone up. So keep that in mind, folks, and if you would, you could go to our website if you'd like and read over that. I think you'll be impressed by it. It's the Police and Military Against the New World Order website, but you can get to it much easier than writing all that out, Police and Military Against the New World Order, with a hyphen or a separation between each one and then .com, it's easier just to put www.jackmclam.com. Jack McLam is spelled, it's not a clam, it's a lamb. M-C, capital L-A-M-B, okay, just like a lamb. I was called at one time the McLam of God, the McLam of God. I sometimes am the McLam of God, and sometimes I go kind of a little bit off the beam, and I'm not so Christian as I would like. But I'm working at it, folks. I'm working at it, reading the Bible every night, just about every night, and working on my Christianity, because God is in his heaven and on his throne, and if we're to reach our police and soldiers successfully, as we can do, and we do this every day, we're going to need a lot of help. And God, we're asking, praying to God to send us funds so that we can reach a multitude of police and soldiers before the balloon goes up, before we're put under martial law. Because just like in the Air Force and our intelligence branch right now, the Air Force and the intelligence branch refuse to send the nuclear missiles to Iran, to the Iran area. I guess you know that. I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago when those nuclear missiles disappeared and ended up from one place to another in our country. The Air Force and intelligence branch refused to send them because they're not for a nuclear war, because they know millions and millions of people will be killed in a nuclear war, and not just in Iran, but all over the area, and the nuclear bomb material will get in the jet stream and spread all over the world. And so, folks, that's what we want. We want our police and soldiers to stand up or to stand down when they're given immoral, unlawful orders and unconstitutional orders. But we can only do it with your help. So go to our website, www.jackmclam.com, just one word, jackmclam.com, or call us at this number on Monday, okay? And if you'd like to donate, let me give out our address. That's it, because any money helps. Anything helps at all, $5, $50, $5 million, everything helps. But you couldn't get $5 million in an envelope, but I'm going to give you a address here, folks, to send donations in. We truly need it for your sake and our sake to save our country and to educate and awaken our police and soldiers is one of the best ways to do it. Okay, here's that address, A&A. Just on the envelope, put A and A. Just a capital A, the and sign, and another capital A. And then put the address as HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, box 357, like the old Magnum I carried on duty my whole career, 357 Magnum, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536, that's HC11. Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536, 83536. And send us your best donation, folks. We're just in critical need now, as we have so many police and soldiers that we could be educating, but we just don't have the funds. And let me just tell you a little story. Oh, by the way, Ernie, you're on my screen, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hold on, Ernie. I'll be with you in a few minutes here. Ernie's on the screen from Virginia. Great patriot, folks. Fantastic. I can't wait to hear what he's got for us today. We'll be with him in just a minute after this important break is coming up. I hear the music, folks. We'll be right back. And before we go to Ernie, I want to tell you about how important it is to just have one officer on a any police unit that's standing up for God and country under their constitutional oath. What a terrific thing it makes. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. Thank you, folks. Thank you for thinking of us and donating to the cause of awakening our police and soldiers. And here's what I want you to know, folks. We hear from police officers and soldiers all the time today that have read our material and joined us in saying no to tyranny, and say no to immoral, unlawful orders and orders that violate their constitutional oath, which they tell us they wouldn't have done had they not read our material and knew that there was other police officers and soldiers out here that support them saying no to tyranny and to enslaving the American people. How important is that to you folks, that your police and soldiers say no to enslaving you and putting you under this martial law system that's coming? It's critically important, folks, because I can tell you I have letters from police officers and soldiers who have said no to tyranny many times over and over again. We get these letters telling us that they were going to do this to a citizen as an attitude adjustment. As you know, they're having a lot of fun today, stun gunning people, stunning people, and killing a lot of them just as an attitude adjustment, or if they just want to have fun at knocking a person off their feet and repeatedly. And some of these people are dying of heart attacks and everything. Well, folks, if there's one police officer there that sees something like this starting to happen and says, no, I'm going to put you all on report if you don't stop, this is not right, and I'm going to testify it's not right, stop it. And do you know, folks, the other team members there, the other gang members there, many times it's a gang that comes to the scene, meaning police officers, gang of police officers that are acting like gang members themselves, and spur each other on to do more and more to a poor, helpless person that hasn't done anything wrong. One police officer saying no to this kind of action, and I'm going to report you, and I'm going to testify against you if you don't stop this, because you know it's not right, will stop that type of activity. You know how I know? Because I was one of those cops in Phoenix. And that's been a few years back. But now, folks, these cops are going to Blackwater for training. Yes, there's 55 state, federal, and local agencies who have been to Blackwater training schools here in the United States to learn how to be killers and how to be totally immoral, okay? And that's what they learn at this Blackwater training they're going to. I'll share that with you after we talk to Ernie here. But anyway, folks, that's how critical it is that we reach our police and soldiers, because you don't have to reach all of them. You don't have to turn all of them around. But if one soldier or one police officer will stand up, as they are doing today, after we communicate with them and give them our constitutional material and train them and talk to them and answer their questions and all, give them the strength to stand up against evil, they're stopping these type of activities. Just one officer, one soldier can stop a gang of officers or soldiers from doing things wrong. So please join us in donating to the cause to awaken our police and soldiers. We don't get a dime of it, folks. We're all volunteers here and have been for decades. But we need the funds to educate our brothers and sisters before we go under a martial law scenario. For the good of your children and your families, we ask this of you. God bless you. Let's go now to our dear brother, great patriot and warrior, Ernie from Virginia. Ernie, welcome back, brother.
Thank you, Jack. Enjoying the show again this week. And I wanted to bring up a couple major things in addition to all the things you've already talked about this morning. The nukes over America, was it a stupid mistake? Sure it was. I've seen several articles about that challenging the party line. But what I wanted to talk about today, more importantly, was the Bilderberg meeting again in June, at the end of May, early June.
Yeah.
And it noted the Bilderberg participants celebrated President Bush's surrender on two major issues, and that was the surrender on the Kyoto Treaty and the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Yeah, and which have been blended together, haven't they, Ernie?
They certainly
been blended
have.
Together?
Yes, they're blended together. And with the Law of the Sea Treaty, or the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea, the U.N. will have jurisdiction over land-based pollution sources, and they can indirectly back into the Kyoto Treaty that way. They have enforcement authority, international taxing authority, and it's a treaty that President Reagan and many senators in the past, and even during the President Clinton's administration, when he tried to bring up the Law of the Sea Treaty, it was defeated. But now there's been an increased effort, and I was reading Cliff Kincaid this morning on newswithviews.com. I'm sorry, in yesterday's article?
Okay, hold on, Ernie. I hear the music, brother. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with you here on the Officer Jack McLam program at the wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back, folks. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, and let's go down, or back down to Virginia to our brother Ernie there, that's always filled with so important knowledge that we all need for the weeks ahead, folks. This week coming up, we've got a hammer on our senators again about this Law of the Sea treaty. Let's go right back to Ernie. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, thank you, Jack. In fact, the meeting, the vote by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was scheduled for Wednesday, October 24th, this coming week. Senator Biden wanted it pushed. As you know, he's a big supporter of the UN. And at one time he had written an article titled, "How I Learned to Love the New World Order." And October 24th, it just happens to be United Nations Day. And so Senator Biden wanted the Law of the Sea Treaty vote to take place that day, but Senator Vitter from Louisiana, who has been outspoken and in his critique and analysis and in the two prior Senate Foreign Relations Committee meetings pointing out discrepancies between the advocates from the Bush administration, the State Department, Mr. Negroponte and Mr. Bellinger, who misled the committee, and how Mr. Vitter had pointed out their discrepancies in their testimony, and apparently with no action taken against them for their falsehoods and disinformation. But Mr. Vitter has reportedly requested and received a postponement of the vote. But we don't know how long that vote's going to be postponed.
And it could,
if, in fact, it will be postponed Wednesday. So I encourage your listeners to continue to call against the Law of the Sea Treaty. It's one of the worst U.N. treaties ever.
Yeah.
America will lose their sovereignty. We will be provided with an indirect international tax, and we'll be paying at the gasoline pump one day for this. And he gives the U.N. jurisdiction over all the oceans and land-based pollution sources. They could dictate to us and interfere with our U.S. Navy, our industry, and also even as something as simple as fishing rights in the oceans and off the coastline, clamming, fishing. We may one day have to get permission from the U.N. directly because we will be giving up that authority.
And
as you know,
I can tell you, Ernie, as you know, brother, usually when we go to the U.N. for something, we lose. And so they will more than likely turn us down if we even go to them to get permission to fish.
Oh, exactly. And one of the tools in this U.N. Treaty is the International Seabed Authority, which is comprised of 144 countries, mostly third world countries. And despite the disinformation by the advocates, we do not have a veto vote. We will be under a consensus vote, and if that authority says they rule against us, then they will be sustained. And if there is a severe arbitration or a difference of opinion, the U.N. Secretariat General will appoint the arbitrators, and it's a lose-lose for the United States.
That's right. It always has been. Yeah, that's why Ron Paul has worked for all the years he's been in Congress to try to get that bill passed to get us out of the U.N.
Right.
And that's why one of the reasons we need to get this Law of the Sea Treaty dumped and stopped immediately, and also get Ron Paul in there so that we can get out of the U.N. and stay out of the U.N. The global Antichrist world government system, folks, is the U.N., as our listeners do know, Ernie.
Oh, absolutely. And also, Congressman Ron Paul has a resolution opposing NAFTA.
Uh-huh.
And we should get out of NAFTA, and these free trade agreements have undermined our industry, our middle class, and put us under the World Trade Organization. And that recent Supreme Court decision to allow consideration of the Mexican illegal who killed two Houston women back in 1993, and our Supreme Court is going to hear this case through the World Court. The World Court interceded on behalf of Mexico because Mexico.
We've lost it then, brother. We've lost it, that's for sure.
Well, the decision by the Supreme Court won't be announced until the spring.
But I mean, if it's under the World Court, we're going to lose this one.
Oh, I think we will. And I think for the Supreme Court and Mr. Roberts to even consider hearing this case, it gives you an insight into where the court is going, because if they didn't have jurisdiction, and what the argument is that we have these free trade agreements and we are obligated under the Constitution because of these free trade agreements to give the U.N. jurisdiction and the World Court and international law over our Constitution.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I know. It gets worse every day, and we're under siege on all fronts, but initially we must say no to the Law of the Sea Treaty. And Mr. Kincaid has also mentioned this U.N. whistleblower, Mr. Nithi Sam Thambia, Thambiah, details on this article. It's titled Liberals Want Quick Vote on U.N. Treaty. It's available on newswithviews.com. The article is dated October 20th, but Mr. Kincaid says that they're trying to get a hearing from this whistleblower about all of the fraud, the waste fraud and abuse, and they have the documentation. The whistleblower has the documentation, but apparently the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is not interested in hearing the facts about these improprieties, and I think that's wrong. I think if before they vote on this this International Seabed Authority, they should look at the allegations involving the fraud by this authority and the UN. And we already know about the fraud related to the UN oil for food program with Iraq, and what happened there with the fraud and monies not being accounted for. Also in the tsunami relief program, monies were missing too from the UN, and it's a total mess. And to even give consideration to this corrupt world body, to give them jurisdiction over the oceans, and for the United States citizens to pay an international tax to a corrupt body, speaks volumes about our Senate today.
Right. Hey, buddy, Ernie, let me ask you this now. When I call in to my senators, I like something laying here before me with the facts on it so I can discuss it with whoever's on the phone.
Yes.
So could you slowly give out again how they can go to that News with Views article? And
okay.
If folks, if you don't have a computer, go to a neighbor and pull this up and read it, and then get on the phone with your senator, and you're going to feel much better having the facts before you. Ernie, go right ahead with that.
Okay, the website is www.newswithviews.com.
Okay, News with Views, one word.
One word, all lowercase.
Okay.
You go to Cliff Kincaid's October 20th article, titled,
okay,
Liberals Want Quick Vote on UN Treaty.
Good. Okay. Now,
and that'll have the details there,
yeah,
and you can click on other links. And I don't have the bill number in front of me. Because you know, Jack, they move these bill numbers, and I don't even know on the treaty resolution if I saw a bill number. The more I think about on that one, that one may be masked as an amendment or something else.
That's right. So just remember the name, Ernie. Give them the name again, and just use the name, folks. Don't look for a bill number.
Right.
The senators will know what you're talking about.
Right, and there are two accepted names for this. One is called the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea.
Okay.
And the other one is called LOST, the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Okay.
You can use either one, and the Senate knows what you're talking about.
That's right. They sure do know what they're talking about. And folks, these are globalists, and they're getting paid under the table. Believe me, we've had this from very good sources that AIPAC and other organizations give them millions of dollars a year under the table in their secret accounts. And so, folks, the only way we can stop this, like we stop other bills going through and treaties and things, is to just ring those phones off the hook. Call them every other day, folks. Call them every other day. Put those papers before you, read them, study them, and then you can get on the phone and talk about the Law of Sea Treaty. And folks, call them every other day, and let's just flood them with so many calls that they don't want to lose their cushy job as a senator and lose that millions of dollars a year being paid under the table, folks. So they will listen to you. If we have hundreds and hundreds of calls coming in an hour to a senator, okay? So that's what we want to do, Ernie, isn't that right?
Oh, that is definitely right. And another thing, Jack, I don't know if your listeners would like to see the connection between the Bilderberg meeting at the end of May and early June about the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Oh, yes.
And how with time, the passage of time and events, how that meeting was so critically important, the Bilderberg meeting and the meeting with the Turks and the European representatives and U.S. representatives at this meeting. And in those meetings, they plan international policy and the globalist agenda for the future. And in the near future, look how quick events have happened so quickly following that meeting. And Mr. Tucker, James P. Tucker of the American Free Press, wrote an article back. Let me get the name on that article. The article was titled, Elite Meat Behind Stiff Security, Bilderberg 2007 report. And it was issued number 24 and 25, dated June 11th and 18th, 2007.
Yeah.
Now, you can get the details by going to, this is under, again, lowercase, www.americanfreepress.net, americanfreepress.net/HTML/Bilderberg, that's B-I-L-D-E-R-B-E-R-G, underscore symbol, 2007.html.
Okay, and now, let me ask you, brother, could you give that out a little slower, because I'm trying to write it down, and I'm a fairly fast writer, but I missed some of that. Can
okay.
you give it out again
very
for us,
slowly.
Please?
Three
okay.
W's. www.american, A-M-E-R-I-C-A-N, free, F-R-E-E, press, P-R-E-S-S, .net, / HTML, / Bilderberg, B-I-L-D-E-R-B-E-R-G, _, 2007.html.
Good. Good deal. Okay.
Okay, and in that great. Article, it also talks about how the administration was going to push Senator Biden to expedite the passage of this through the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Also, there's discussion about how nationalism and patriotism is a bad thing, and they don't. Those words are unacceptable. They want a one-world government.
Yes.
They want to impose a big tax to raise the cost of gasoline in the U.S. to $6 a gallon. And then there's discussion by Mr. Kissinger about staying the course in Iraq, and general consensus to, if we attack Iran, to do it with missiles and not with troops.
Right. Yeah, and Brother Ernie, we've heard from our intel people in the military that they have 10,000 targets marked now, since they've been in there 3 years with special forces marking these targets. And of course, there's not 10,000 nuclear site, you know, nuclear reactor sites in there, or where they're building nuclear weapons. So they're going to bomb the whole country, we've heard, and try to kill 50 million Iranians, so that they don't have the patriots rising up against American soldiers when they go in there. They want to kill off most of the people, so they don't have what they call the insurgency, but what these nations call the freedom fighters rising up against our troops when we go in. So, brother, this is an unbelievable holocaust, and just an incredible killing of 50 million out of the 72 million Persians in there, and Christians and Jews. There's 200,000 Jews there, too, that are going to die, too, that live a very good life there. And unbelievable, brother. But see, this is what happens, folks, when we let Satan and his minions take over our government. They don't care. They even talk, Ernie, as you know, about killing 80% of the people on Earth, killing them off, because they say they can't manage more than 500 million to a billion people as their slaves. And so this is incredible. And if they nuke Iran, of course that nuclear fallout will fall all over the earth.
That is right. And as you know, Jack, at the same time with this Agenda 21 that a father, President Bush, advocated way back a number of years before Mr. Clinton, the reduction of 80 to 90%, but that coincides with the collapse of fiat money, the collapse of the U.S. dollar. And if you read Bob Chapman's International Forecaster and his recent issues, the dollar is plunging and getting worse and worse, and our balance of trade is in very bad shape, and the countries outside of the U.S. are not backing up the dollar anymore, and our debt.
That's right. They're not stupid. They know that the dollar's going down and our nation's going down, so they're bailing out.
They're bailing out, but what that bailing out will represent an international type recession, because we consume, the United States population consumes about 40% of the world's output, although
that's
the
right.
Chinese have picked up on the output, but it will lead to greater instability in the region. And as the U.S. attempts to control the oil more, and I read an article even by Mr. Putin last week about one of the main reasons why the U.S. went into Iraq was for control of Middle Eastern oil.
Oh, yes.
And if you read the articles in the Chinese and Russian media, about 25% of their population believe a war is coming now with the United States and a retaliation action.
Yeah.
So we're sitting right on the cliff. And one last thing, I encourage your readers to go to globalresearch.ca and read the article titled The Iraqi
Gen- Ernie, hang
yeah.
on, brother. Hang on. We're running out of time. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Ernie. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here we're gonna end with Ernie this hour, but I want to tell you folks that I've asked Ernie to come on each Sunday and give us critical information for the week ahead. This is so important, folks, because we need our marching orders. I need mine, And Ernie is on top of all this thing, stuff going through the Congress and the Senate. And I've asked him to come on and clue us in on what we need to call our congressmen and senators about starting Monday. So praise God, Ernie. Thanks for being here. And go ahead and continue on. I want to get what you just said. And we were coming up on the break.
Okay. Well, I sort of want to wrap this up because the Law of the Sea Treaty is the number one issue coming up. And the DREAM Act, I understand Senator Reid is going to try to bring that back before mid-November. And we need need to continually speak out against the DREAM Act.
This is the immigration bill again, folks. They're going to try to push this amnesty bill on us again by giving it a cute little name like the DREAM Act. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Okay, and fortunately, the United States or the Speaker of the House has backed off on the Armenian genocide resolution. The timing of that was very suspect, and it potentially put our troops in harm's way. But during the week, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who worked in the Reagan administration, he was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, and he wrote an article titled "The Iraqi Genocide." And that's available at two different websites, Global Research, and you can find that article at www.globalresearch.ca.
Globalresearch.ca. .ca.
Yes.
Okay.
And
from
that's
Canada.
That's a Canadian website.
Yeah.
You don't need the full HTML address. Because if you go there and you look at the recent articles, this is dated October 20th when it was posted on Global Research.
Okay, and who is the man that did that article?
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
Oh, Roberts, okay, good.
Paul Craig Roberts is a very good writer.
Oh, yes.
He has a lot of credibility, well-respected, former Reagan administration official, and very much outspoken against this administration and depleted uranium weapons. And he's talking in this article about why has not the Turkish parliament given tit for tat and passed a resolution condemning the Iraqi genocide. And in the details of the article, Paul Craig Roberts points out more than 1 million Iraqis have died.
Yeah.
Several millions have been displaced. And the Iraqi death toll and the millions of uprooted Iraqis match the Armenian deaths and deportations.
Yeah, very much true. That's what I was really quite shocked that, you know, we're going through with this genocide situation through the Congress right now. And here the Bush crime family and the international criminal elite have killed over a million Iraqi men, women, and children right now, genociding right there in Iraq. And as you say, with the displacement of several million, it's as bad as what they're talking about right now that happened decades and decades ago.
Absolutely, Jack.
Go right ahead, Ernie.
Okay. And in the article, Paul Craig Roberts talks about Russian President Putin, and apparently he's trying to help reduce the risk of that war, but then the U.S. Secretary of State is now blaming Putin for being difficult and restarting the Cold War. So we get this spin action. I don't want to take more of your time, but one last thing. Ron Paul is doing so well. There are more articles coming out. An ABC poll that I saw today, very high poll numbers, think he's got a chance to win the Republican nomination. So
God bless
continue
him.
Supporting
wow.
Ron
Praise
Paul.
God, brother. God bless you, Ernie. Thanks a lot. With